Isolation through occupation. I have detailed how we will apply ourselves to isolating you from your support networks in order to prevent them interfering in our grand design for you, and as a consequence, ensuring the success of seduction, devaluation, and control. Whilst we may deploy an insidious campaign, the well-known salami slicing methodology, which causes you to lose those connections, without actually noticing it is happening, we also apply ourselves to isolating you through the process of occupation. We always want to dominate your time. This is because you have been chosen as the primary source of fuel. It is therefore our entitlement and your obligation to provide us with fuel and to do so to an excellent standard and frequency. It is also because we want to ensure we retain knowledge of everything that you are doing so we can continue to manipulate you and head off any threats we identify. It also allows us to isolate you by spending as much time as we can with you. So how does this manifest? First of all, we will organize your social life for you. We plan days out, evenings out, and weekends away without any recourse to you. We make the holiday plans, we invite people to our house, and ensure that our invitations are organized with those who are under our spell, those who form the facade and the members of our coterie. You will find your available time at weekends and holidays has already been filled. Of course, all of this is done under the pretense of doing something pleasant for you, to surprise you and to reward you because your work is so difficult, so hard and so stressful. Who would object to such thoughtfulness on our part? But secondly, if you arrange for friends, your friends, to come to our house and you understandably tell us about this, we will not accept that you want to spend time with them alone. Why would you want to do this? We see no boundary here, and we will always assume that we are invited to attend as well. It does not matter that it is your friends, and we might be the only man amongst several women, but that does not concern us at all. All we care about is keeping an eye on you and seeing such an opportunity to draw fuel from the other guests. As time progresses, and this takes place during the devaluation stage, we see it as an excellent chance to cause a scene and sabotage your evening in some way. The muted enthusiasm for our attendance from your guests and the comments of, "I'm surprised to find you here still," or "I thought you were going out," will not prove of any concern to us. To you and your guests, we appear to have the hide of a rhino and a complete short-sightedness, being unable to pick up on the signals that we are not welcome at this gathering. We know we are not welcome, but that is irrelevant. We go where we want and when we want. Besides, all those reactions just add up to fuel, and we want to remain presence, so that eventually your friends tire of us being in the house at the same time as them and interacting with them, so they eventually decide against visiting. Thirdly, we may opt against direct interaction, but instead spend our time hovering nearby. We will be listening in as we apparently pass through to get a drink or collect a book from the room you are. We will say things such as, "Don't mind me, pretend I am not here." And we will say this with a gleeful smile as we settle down nearby and start jabbing at our tablet or we open a book. We know that we are making you and your guests uncomfortable with our presence. But you know, it is my home too, and you are too polite to move me. This invariably will result in the evening being cut short after a while, because of our looming presence. Any accusations of us deliberately spoiling the evening will just amount to fuel for us, and will be met with denial, deflection, blame-shifting, and provocation, in order to gain more fuel and assert our control. Fourthly, if you make arrangements to visit family, we will always accompany you. It will be done under the auspices of appearing to care and being pleasant. You will hear comments such as, "It's a long way, we can share the driving if I come too. It will cost you a packet for a taxi. I will come with you, I don't mind driving." "Oh, Paula will be there, will she? I haven't seen her in ages. It will be great to catch up with her, she is a lovely person." "I would rather come with you, with it being night time." "I need to speak to your dad about something, so I will come along too." "Do you know, I like that poet as well, so I will join you. It will be an interesting evening." "I just want to be there to look after you. It can get a little hairy downtown after dark." We have no qualms about inviting ourselves, so we continue to be with you. But fifthly, if you do manage to get away from us and attend somewhere, you can expect us to appear shortly. After the evening, afternoon, or event begins. As ever, the plausible explanation will be rolled out in order to suggest that there is nothing untoward going on, and also to make you appear that you are the unreasonable and pleasant one if you actually do try and object to our presence. "I was just passing and saw you in here, so I thought I would pop in for a quick drink." Of course, we then stay for the entire evening. "I thought I saw you with John and I wanted to say hello." "I needed to speak to you about something and it couldn't wait, and I may as well order something, mightn't I, now that I am here?" "Hey, I couldn't let you have all of this fun to yourself, could I? I've always wanted to try this place, and I was in the area anyway. I'm meeting somebody later nearby, so I thought I would show my face." Of course, said person apparently then cancels and we end up staying with you. Sixthly, if you somehow prize us out of the house, we will find reasons and excuses to come back and remain with you and your guests. For instance, we might say, "The trains aren't running, so I can't get there." Or, "I forgot my wallet." "Oh, hello, Sandra, not seeing you in a while. How are you?" "Oh, I'll just have the one then, thank you." "Tom has fallen ill. He couldn't make it." Although it is more likely that we cancelled and came home in order to isolate you through occupation. We will come out with excuses such as, "I need to change my shoes. I forgot my keys. I need to speak to Mary about something and I thought this was the only chance I would get to do so." We will use lots of different excuses in order to return and remain. The seventh reason is that if for some reason we are not able to physically remain with you, then we will rely on technology to do so on our behalf, with repeated telephone calls and text messages, interrupting your evening, and of course, you will know better than to not respond to them. We will, in such circumstances, invent an emergency which causes you to leave what you are doing so that you have to return to us. The repeated application of our occupation of your time to our presence will result in you rarely having any time to yourself. It will feel like you have an umbilical cord between you and us all of the time because we are always with you. Your friends and family will soon tire of our presence, especially when we escalate matters so we cause a scene, prove difficult, create an atmosphere and so on, and therefore the invitations will dwindle. We will play the victim card to stop you going out without us, and engage in the battle of going out, so ultimately you decide it is just easier to stay in with us rather than try and do something without us. all manner of emotional manipulations will be deployed in order to keep you next to us. From making you feel happy and wanted, through to feeling guilty for failing to take us into account, include us, and spend time with us. We regard the occupation of your time as our entitlement. We fail to respect the boundary, and we will keep on doing it as we get our own way. You will eventually become isolated through declining to keep certain connections open, as it becomes too much like hard work. Those that you do keep open are never without us. So we know what you do and what is said, so we can gather this intelligence and use it to our advantage in our continuing campaign against you. By being with you as much as possible, we squeeze other people out of the picture and as a consequence, isolate you. So, where are we going tonight together?